Now, News Talk has teamed up with Ron Seal for Fix It Fortnite, 2 weeks of top DIY tips from the very best experts in the field. So it's the perfect time to get your garden summer ready, give the house a fresh lick of paint, or look into that extension that you've been talking about for years. So today we are going to talk about getting garden ready for the summer, and who better than our own resident gardener, Padraig Horkan, he of the Horkan Garden Centre family. Padraig, good morning.
A very good morning to you, Pat.
So it is time to get the garden shipshape. What's it like in the west of Ireland this morning?
It's beautiful here this morning. No rain, a little bit overcast, but we've had a beautiful day yesterday and promised really good weather up until Friday, and the rain is back for Friday, but great gardening weather.
All right. Now, what can be done to make sure that for the glorious months of the summer holidays, July and August, that the garden looks great?
Well, it's one of the easiest times to get colour back into your garden, Pat. Garden centres are absolutely full of flowering plants at the moment. And although we've gone through the longest day yesterday, we've still got lots of gardening to do right up until October and November. Plants that are flowering now will stay in bloom right up until then. Some of the low-hanging fruit that you could pick are things like roses, because roses are so easy to grow. They're starting to flower now, or indeed in flower for several weeks, and will again go on till late October if you deadhead and feed them on a regular basis. Hydrangeas, we're coming into the hydrangea season. So the first week of July, hydrangeas start to bloom. And again, they flower right through until late October, November, Pat, right up onto the frost. And cottage garden plants are probably one of the easiest ways to get colour into your garden. I'm thinking of plants like alstroemerias, red hot pokers are flowering at the moment, lupins are flowering at the moment, delphiniums will come into flower in the next couple of weeks. So there's lots of really good cottage garden plants that you can plant at this time of year in pots, containers, or out in your garden soil to flower from now right through till early autumn. So there's lots to add colour, yeah. Pat.
And of course, we will be talking with this Ron Seal Fix It Fortnite. We'll be talking about other things that you might do around the house. But in the garden, I mean, if you paint a grey wall a pastel colour, it can transform a garden.
Absolutely. A touch of paint anywhere in the garden, it just lifts the entire garden. I'm actually going to be painting my old furniture set. It was an old teak furniture set, and we're actually going to use some of the new foundling colours, the lovely duck blue and the green colours, Pat, just to lift the garden furniture. So even painting a door or painting an area in the garden is such an easy way to lift colour. Or indeed old terracotta pots. They're brilliant. If you add a bit of outdoor paint to them, it can just lift the entire container and plant the flowers as well.
Yeah, and then the gazebo that you might add in to allow for the sun or the rain.
Well, they're trending so much this year. People are investing in outdoor garden structures, Pat. Those that will come off maybe your patio doors, like the Palram Sierra, or I have a lovely Dalla set out in the middle of my garden with an outdoor heater, a fire pit, and we have a barbecue there as well. And it's lovely to spend the evenings there, and admiring the garden, of course, as well.
All right, now the questions are coming in thick and fast. I've tried to grow lavender in my garden, but every year it dies in winter. Is there a lavender-like plant I could grow instead? Because I love the colour of lavender.
And the scent, of course, is lovely. A lovely plant that's in flower at the moment, which is very similar to lavender, is a plant called Nepeta or catmint, Pat. It's in the mint family. The foliage is scented. It smells of mint, but it's in flower for the last 4 weeks, and it has beautiful lavender blue flowers that stay in flower again right through to late September or early October. There are a couple of varieties in a peach I'd recommend. There's one called Parisian Blue, which is a lovely dwarf variety. I have it in my garden. It's only about a foot or 8 inches tall. Or a lovely one called Cat's Pajamas, which again is a dwarf variety. So look for that. Nepeta, you cut it back at the end of the summer, early winter, and it comes back into growth next year again.
Now, by the way, with lavender, does it die or does it die back?
Well, the problem with lavender, Pat, is that it is a Mediterranean plant. It needs free-draining soil. So, of course, in Ireland, we tend to have heavy clay soil and lots of heavy rain during the winter. And it's actually the wetness that kills lavender in Ireland, not the cold weather. So in the perfect conditions, it will die back and you trim it back. You cut off the old flowers and trim it back in early spring and it regrows again. But the heavy soil and wetness kind of works against lavender. And that's why Nepeta works really well, because it'll tolerate wet conditions and cold conditions, and it's just a hardier plant and easier to grow.
Now, could you ask Padraig what he would recommend? I plan to do a rose bed. It will need about 30 roses. What long flowering varieties would you recommend?
Well, first of all, it's a great time for planting roses. Soil conditions are perfect. And popping into your local garden centre, you can actually see the roses in flower. And most importantly, you can smell the scented roses. But for me, if you're doing a large bed like that with 30 roses, I'm a great believer in planting roses in groups of the same varieties. And two varieties that come to my mind, Arthur Bell, which is a real old Floribunda variety. It's a beautiful, bright yellow variety, Pat, with beautiful scent. And I plant that with Trumpeter, which is a McCreevy rose. It was bred in Northern Ireland. It's a beautiful Floribunda rose that comes into flower in June and stays in flower till November. It's a bright, vivid red, and it contrasts beautifully with Arthur Bell. So plant those two together. You've also got a series of roses called the Precious Roses. I'm thinking of Precious Amber, Precious Gold, and Precious Love, which is a lovely salmon red. They can all be planted together in a large bed and flower at the same time, grow to the same height, but you've got contrasting colours between the amber, yellow and red, which works really well. But a super time to plant roses, Pat.
Another rose question. My lovely rose bush, which I planted in memory of my late father, has brown patches on its leaves. Can you advise what I should do? I hate to see it like this. I hope I can save it.
Okay, and look, at roses can be affected by both aphids, green fly and black fly at this time of year, and also some diseases as well, particularly in a summer like we're getting this year with rain and cool temperatures. My advice always with roses is to feed once a month with the rose fertilizer, and also to use something like the Rose Clear or Rose Rescue once a month as well, and that just prevents any pests and diseases from affecting the roses. The other tip I'll give you for roses is to use a treatment called Garlic Wonder. So Garlic Wonder is a liquid. It's made from the juices of garlic. You mix it into your sprayer when you're applying the spray on the roses. And the Garlic Wonder gives them a beautiful sheen. It also builds vigor and strength and disease resistance into the rose. So try that as well. And pick off anything that's been damaged, give it a feed and use the treatments, and the rose will pop back again.
Is it possible to get pure white flowering lupins? And what other white flowering shrubs or perennials can I plant now for summer colour?
Oh, great question. Well, there is a lupin, and lupins are in full bloom at the moment. So there's a lovely variety called Polar Princess, which again, as the name suggests, polar. It's a beautiful, pure white, pearl white variety of lupin. But you've got so many plants that you can plant at this time of year. I'm thinking of plants. I have a lovely plant in my garden called Parahebe Avalanche, which is flowering beautifully. It's low-growing, evergreen, and it's got that, again, pearl white flowers. Lecanthium's Path, there's a lovely variety called Madonna, which has beautiful white flowers. Arum lilies, they're in flower in many gardens at the moment, and they've got that lovely white coloration. So there's plenty of white hydrangeas. You know, you've got a couple of different varieties there that can be planted at this time of year. So lots.
Now, a very interesting question here. Last summer, I had building work done on my house. I had to trim back a silver birch tree. This summer, the tree is bleeding sap terribly all over my paving and decorative stones. It's a big problem. Is there a way to stop the bleeding of sap? And will this kill the tree eventually?
Well, you can, if you are doing any heavy pruning on trees, my advice is always, particularly if the wounds are more than 4 inches in diameter, to get a little bit of prune and seal. And you'll get that in your local garden centre. Effectively, it's like a Band-Aid, Pat. It's a liquid. You apply it onto once you cut the tree, you apply it onto the wound, and that seals up. It's like a wax that just protects the tree from the oozing of sap, and also protects it from any fungal diseases as well. So what the listener could do is pop into the local garden centre, get the prune and seal, wipe off any sap that's there at the moment, and apply that to the bleeding wounds, and that will seal up and protect the plants.
Two quick ones finally. Annabelle hydrangeas, woody dead stems, only half the plant is flowering. Should I cut back the old stems?
Yes.
And when to do it?
Do it now. Anything that has been, that's died or dead, trim that back. Annabelle is just coming into the flower at the moment. There is a beautiful white flowering plant, Pat, hydrangea Annabelle. So give it a feed and it'll be perfectly fine.
And the last one, looking to add some indoor plants to my home office, what would Porrick recommend?
Right. Well, the succulents are very easy, Pat. There's a whole range of cacti and succulent plants that are really, really simple to grow. There's one called the money tree, which is a super simple indoor plant. You water it once a month, you repot it every 5 years, and it just keeps on giving. And you've also got plants like mother-in-law's tongue, the Sansevieria, which is a really simple plant to grow. Calatheas, again, my advice is to pop into your local garden centre. It's a great time to plant, to choose indoor plants for the home or office.
Very good. Pádraig Corcoran, thank you very much for joining us. And stay tuned to News Talk for Ron Seal's Fix It Fortnight. All sorts of DIY tips, not alone on the garden, but on all other aspects of improving your house.